Good afternoon, Harry. The SPCI is there to talk about its new Brexit support loan scheme. The function of the SPCI is to help small businesses get access to credit, and we work with frontline lenders like the three banks, AIB, Ulster Bank and Bank of Ireland, and also a number of non-bank lenders like Bibby Financial Services, Finance Ireland, FESCO, and so on. So the event tomorrow is a wide-ranging event for supporting SMEs and looking at getting funding. Specifically, we're going to talk about the new Brexit loan scheme. That's a $300 million scheme designed for businesses that are adapting to the challenge posed by Brexit. It's a very attractive lending product. It's available through Bank of Ireland and Ulster Bank now and will be from AIB come June. The loans are range from $25,000 to $1.5 million. They have a maximum interest rate of 4%, and SMEs can borrow up to $500,000 on an unsecured basis, which is a real change from what's available in the market at the moment. SMEs can go through a very simple process to check that they're eligible for the loans. They go to our website, sbci.gov.ie, and they can apply and put in their eligibility criteria there. Once they have the authorization from us, then they can then take that to the bank and apply for one of these loans. So John Madigan will be speaking tomorrow at the Radisson in Sligo. The event runs from 9 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon. It's run by Intertrade, which also is providing advisory support for Brexit-impacted companies, and they have a €2,000 voucher available to help you source advice as a business on how to go about responding to Brexit and possibly whether you would use an SPCI loan to help do that.
Now, Nick, you're the CEO of the Strategic Banking Corporation of Ireland. Just tell our listeners where it fits in the whole banking structure, as it were, here in Ireland, and how it links in with the other banks.
So we're a wholesale operation. We supply finance that's supported by the government and also funding from Europe as well in the form of guarantees. So we work with the non-bank institutions. We provide them with liquidity so they can lend more cheaply. They can provide invoice discounting or leasing on a cheaper basis. And then we tend to work with the banks where we share some of the risk in the underlying loans. And that makes the loans easier to access with less security requirements, less paperwork requirements, and also usually on better terms. So a good example is we did $150 million of lending for farmers last year at 2.95%. It was a very successful scheme. It was subscribed for within a couple of months and delivered within the year. So we're a new agency. That's our first outing with risk sharing. The Brexit loan scheme that we're now delivering is our next step, and it's a very important initiative for businesses impacted by Brexit.